This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. The small town of Burlington, Wisconsin, has become the latest community to confront the possibility of students murdering others on school grounds. Police there have foiled a plot by five teenagers who allegedly planned to kill their high school classmates and school authorities. Three of the teenagers are under arrest. All five are scheduled to appear tomorrow in court. No one was hurt, but people in Burlington say security should still be increased at the school. Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
Unlike Jonesboro, Arkansas, West Paducah, Kentucky, and other cities where school shootings did occur in recent years, the Wisconsin case falls into the category of what may have been. Authorities insist that five Burlington High School students were serious about going on a shooting spree yesterday morning. The plan fell apart when two of the youths backed out of the alleged plot and the group was unable to get firearms. Then an informant tipped off the police department. Burlington's Assistant Police Chief Gary Large says in investigating the case, the unusual shootings in other cities may have played a role.
Those things are always in the back of your mind. It's I guess, similar to a traffic accident. Once you've had an accident or know of somebody that has, you become more aware and concerned about that particular event, and I'm sure that's where we were.
Eventually, three of the Burlington students were charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree homicide, and the two other teens may still be charged. Gary Large says he's sure the police department didn't overreact. However, he is concerned about some media reports portraying the near shootings as a battle between two cliques of students. Some of the alleged would-be shooters were called goths, short for gothic, and were known for wearing black clothing, black fingernails, and listening to heavy metal music. Some students say the goths were consistently teased by a group of kids who wore Western boots and hats and were called cowboys. Deborah Jacobs is one of the hundreds of Burlington parents who attended a community forum last night. She wants a stricter student dress code.
I believe that, you know, everybody has a right to their individuality, and I understand that these kids are doing this to make a statement, but obviously sometimes these kids aren't emotionally equipped to handle what those complications can be. You know, if you dress strangely and you dress in a manner that's going to cause ridicule and teasing, you better be able to handle it.
But Burlington police say they're not sure what the motivation for the plot may have been. Some Burlington parents say what's needed is for the schools to put more emphasis on dealing with stress and conflict. In Milwaukee, Marquette University professor Marvin Berkowitz, who studies adolescent development, says school districts must try to make sure all students feel connected to the school and that families must get more involved in their kids' lives.
There's lots of ways it can be done, but it's basically providing opportunities for students to have their voices heard and to really make a difference and to let them recognize that indeed this real is sincere. This is not, just a lip service.
Two of the students being detained had committed minor offenses before and were under some supervision, and one of the teens was reportedly about to be sent to live away from his immediate family. Burlington is in the process of building a new high school. The current one doesn't have metal detectors, and as officials build this new school, they want to make sure they have the proper security devices in place. For NPR News, this is Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.